Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Tired Mummy Podcast, a safe platform where we can openly discuss the highs and lows of parenthood, judgment-free. Join me in authentic conversations with mums and dads from across the globe. Let's help each other feel less alone, let's grow and feel better in our parenting skin together. Come join our tribe while we get into some real talk. And don't forget, bring your coffee. Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Tired Mummy Podcast. I'm your host, Alice Lainsbury. Today I'm talking to Jade, and I'm super excited because Jade is educating women about how to sync their life with their cycle. It's all about respecting and honoring the female body and acknowledging that it is okay to have bad days, sleepy days, and energy fluctuations at different times of the month. And I'm really excited to get into this conversation and maybe learn some more about how we can work with our body instead of against it. Because we all know, being a woman, sometimes we have really tough times with our cycle and our body, especially once you become a mum. So let's dive in. Please welcome Jade to the show. This episode is brought to you by MitoLife. I have been using MitoLife for well over a year now, and their supplements have been a game changer in my life, especially in my first year of motherhood. If you've listened to my episode about how I keep my toddler's immune system strong, you would have heard me mention their Shilajit product. Shilajit is a complete trace mineral containing more than 85 carbon-bonded organic minerals that are easily absorbed by the body. It's also a super rich source of fulvic acid, a compound which increases delivery of the minerals into the cell. It's a whole food supplement that brings mineral balance to the whole body in a natural way. And of course, I also take it myself. If I was stuck on an island and I was only allowed 2 supplements, it would be Shilajit and magnesium for sure. I honestly believe that Shilajit is one of the supplements that has kept me going through these last few years of sleep deprivation. They have a ton of other amazing products as well that I use, like their vitamin E and their beef liver. I really feel like the vitamin E helps me with my skin. It's really good for a ton of other reasons, but visibly I can see my skin improving. And the beef liver, I think everyone knows how amazing beef liver is. It's the most nutrient dense thing in the world, and having it in a tablet form is just awesome because then you don't have to taste the gross liver. MitoLife have given me an amazing discount for my listeners. Just use the code TIREDMUM15 at the checkout and you will get 15% off. So I will chuck the link in the show notes for you, or you can just head to mitolife.co. That's MitoLife.co. Hello, Jade. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I'm so excited to talk to you about this topic because I think it's so important for women and mothers in general to particularly work with their body and their hormones because I feel like a lot of the time we are working against our body and we might not even realize that we're doing it. So I'm super grateful to dive in to this topic with you and learn a little bit more about how we can support ourselves. But before we do dive in, can you please kick things off and let our listeners know what's your biggest parenting learn so far?
Thank you so much for having me. Oh my God, this is a hard one because it never ends, does it? Like it's just a change and a change and a change. And we've just started school, just mid-year entry this year. And oh boy, like who cares about breastfeeding? This is like a whole new chapter. But yeah, it's been interesting. But I think the biggest takeaway and something that has really stuck with me is I used to put such an expectation on her to be perfect every day. And I think like going back to when she was a baby, I had like, she did all of her naps, she ate all of her food and whatever. And then I expected that the next day, but the next day was an absolute like nightmare. So every I feel like once I'd let those expectations down and think some days I've got days where I'm exhausted, I don't feel like being a mom, I just want to sit on the couch and do nothing. I feel like that is something that I felt myself, I was making her be this perfect baby all the time, and she absolutely didn't have to be. So, and even now, like, the other night she didn't want to do a, what was it? She didn't want to do swimming anymore. And I said to her, like, we had a big chat about it, but I was like, oh my God, sometimes I don't want to do my workouts or whatever. So just let it go. So that's probably one of my big takeaways.
I think that's a big one, and I think it's a really good one to remember. I went through that too. Like, you think these kids don't have any emotions? Like, what could they be sad about? Like, you just think they're robots, like, but you don't do it on purpose. It's just like, yeah, I totally resonate with that. Now, you are super passionate about helping women, which I think is awesome. And you're passionate about helping them sync their life to their cycle. And I think that is great because I have come to learn in the last few years that your cycle is like a great indication of your overall health. And I definitely think it's something we're not taught. And I feel like it should be mandatory in our like school education. But that's why you're here today. You're gonna help give us some tools and tips to help work with our body instead of against it. What are some things we can implement to help us sync our life to our cycle? And can you explain like what the actual benefits of doing these things are?
I don't know if you want me to just share a little bit of my background story,
Yeah, like
but
is that
that
what propelled you into doing this?
Yeah. So I guess like throughout my teens, early 20s, I was just on the pill. I was chopping and changing the pill all the time. And then I came off the pill. Ended up having an implant on in because I was suffering bad with headaches, anxiety, acne, and just every month I'd be dreading my period. And I was on the pill, so I was thinking this was supposed to help. No real education around cycles or anything like that. So they put me on the implant on, had that in, so I literally didn't have a period for like 3 years. I felt amazing. But it was coming off of that, we wanted to have a baby. So of course, that's exciting. Thankfully, we got pregnant super quickly, which was really, really great. But I had a really rough pregnancy. I ended up with a heart condition. And then coming out of pregnancy, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and that's an autoimmune condition that affects your thyroid. And I guess at that point, after I gave birth, I was like, well, I'm going to just live, just normally with a cycle. And actually, my husband was really supportive. He's like, why don't you just let your body just be natural? And so I did that, but I did not realize the intensity of a period. Like I think I'd always have this controlled state, and although I'd had a really rough time with chopping and changing pills, I
I should have, and I wish I knew this information back then. I guess hindsight's great, but like it was one of those aha moments when I really started to learn about my body, learn about my cycle, my hormones. I run like DNA and gene analysis as well, and understanding that, it just gave me this huge insight as to how I can actually start supporting my body and getting rid of these symptoms. And although I was very symptomatic on the pill, it was because my body was not good at, you know, getting rid of estrogen and all these things. So then on top of that, you know, I'm daily dosing with it. So so it wasn't until I basically just wanted to understand my body, because I was going through the heavy extreme periods, the headaches, all of these bits and pieces, and honestly it was coming out at the end like, I don't know how I could do this every month. I was like really tempted to have the implant on put back in. So I just started educating myself. I studied nutrition. I went and did a whole stack of courses just learning about thyroid and hormones, and I guess I started to implement all of these strategies. And the thing, and that's how the Beautiful Body Society was born, and the methodology behind understanding your body. And, you know, women can do this, you know, if they're on the pill, they're off the pill, they don't have a cycle. And then we've even brought it into like, you know, women that are going through perimenopause and menopause, to be able to allow their bodies to de-stress, because we're very stress sensitive women, and we live on this male dominant cycle, which is a very 24 hour do the same thing over and over again cycle. So the biggest thing that I say is start tracking the symptoms. And with the Beautiful Body Society, we track mood, hunger, cravings, energy levels, and sleep. And they're like the five biggest factors that I feel really affect your life. And when these are out of whack, you know, like it's really hard to manage your day. And especially these are the five things that leading up to our period, we tend to really suffer with and have those out of control symptoms. So I guess that's kind of like the first part of your question, is this is how the methodology behind what the Beautiful Bodies teaches, and then understanding potentially why you're getting these symptoms, and then how to rejig different weeks of your life to be able to reduce these symptoms and actually have a really flowy, easy period.
Yeah, see, that sounds amazing. Because I know when I get my period, I don't feel like doing any exercise, and I often crave sweet foods, and then that sends me into like a guilt and shame cycle. So do you think what we eat and how we exercise impacts our cycle?
Yeah, and exactly what you said around the guilt. I had a lot of that with myself as well. It was like I was doing everything wrong, and there was always this heaviness on my shoulders, and it was just purely because I wasn't actually understanding my body. I wasn't understanding behind the scenes as to what was going on. So I was, you know, as you said earlier, working against the cycle and really pushing myself and again having that expectation that I needed to perform at this level all the time, when my body was like pre-period and was like, no, you don't need to do this right now. So yeah, I guess exercise is an induced stress. It's an amazing induced stress because it helps to build our muscle, it makes us stronger, but we can adapt our exercise to our cycle. So for example, if you are experiencing that sort of period wipeout, which is something that you said you might be potentially experiencing because you're feeling exhausted, you're, you know, having those quick like those potential sugar cravings that are like your body's needing that energy quickly, and you're losing resources during your period as well. So your body's bleeding, you're losing a lot of great minerals, your body's shedding that lining that it's just built this whole month. We've
yeah,
been
it's
building
crazy.
This lining and then it sheds. So you are exactly like you're going to need the extra energy, not to be thrashing your body in a workout, but to rebuild those resources. So during the period cycle, I say exercise can be actually really beneficial. It can help with reducing period pain. And our like two female hormones are lower at that stage. So it's actually a really nice time to do some weight style training. But I say do it slow. Don't go the high intensity craziness. Just keep it slow, keep it controlled. Focus on your form, your core, your breathing, because that'll help to, you know, de-stress your body during your training, oxygenize your muscles while you're training. And that'll help to like de-stress the body. Nutrition wise, of course, is really important in this period phase as well, because you want to be rebuilding those stores that you're losing in your blood. And I sort of say to clients, like, if you have a big bleeding gash in your arm that's bandaged up, it's giving you so much pain, would you be going to do a HIIT workout right now? Like, I don't think so. You would actually be nurturing it, but we don't really look at our period as a way of nurturing. It's more like, oh, well, like, and I think we can be like that when we get to a point where our period is really at a stage where our body's not under that, you know, inflammation and that stress. And I love exercising. Exercise has been a big part of my life. And the biggest thing, I still like to train all month long, but I do say for clients who are experiencing that, the heaviness and the extreme tiredness during their period, to just chill out, like have a couple of days off and just allow your body to rest, recover. After your period ends, you then have it's my favorite phase. I get like so excited because technically your energy should be boosting. So estrogen becomes dominant at that second phase of your cycle. And estrogen is really great because it gives us more energy. It makes us feel less hungry, like it's a bit of an appetite suppressant. It balances our sugar out, makes us feel less pain. So waxing post-period is much better than waxing pre-period.
Good tip.
FYI, yeah. So that is a time where we feel like we can do more, and especially peaking into ovulation, because we have a really good, nice high of estrogen before it kind of starts to drop off after ovulation. So that, of course, is also the time where we're meant to be getting busy, making babies. So we do have this big burst of energy. We feel sexy. We feel confident. It's a time to get out of the house and enjoy, you know, going out and being social. So during this time, if you're going to up the ante with your workouts, also make sure you're eating enough food. Like, don't skimp on your nutrition, because, you know, estrogen's there and she's kind of making you not feel so hungry. Yeah. Because I sort of see that women will go, oh, I'm not even hungry, I won't eat. Like, but our body and our metabolism still needs the fuel. And especially, you know, busy mums, you don't realize picking up an 8 kilo baby 10 times a day, or like probably 100 times a day, is bloody hard work. So yeah, your body needs that fuel to repair its muscle, to give you the energy, stabilize the blood sugar, and of course refuel your body from the period that you just had. Mm-hmm. And if you're like lacking the calories post period and then, you know, training harder, you know, it's only going to lead to stress coming into your pre-period phase. Yeah. So then after ovulation happens, estrogen drops. It doesn't disappear, but she just drops off a bit and progesterone takes over. I sort of say, if you imagine your two female hormones are like your two besties, estrogen's your party friend. She wants to go out, have fun. Like, she makes you feel really confident and sexy. Progesterone is your sit at home, chill out, don't move off the couch, like have some downtime, have some alone time, refill your cup. That's that friend. So she's gonna, after ovulation occurs, she starts to increase, and it's time to slow things down. And this is where, if you've had that stress in your post period phase, like, you know, you've under eaten, you've overtrained, you probably will find, as estrogen drops, and remember, estrogen helps to balance our blood sugar, gives us energy. Estrogen's going to drop, so your blood sugar is going to be more unbalanced, so the cravings can come through like more intense. Also, to know if you've ovulated or not, your temperature track. So basically, when you're temperature tracking, you're looking for a slight increase in your temperature. So about 0.3 0.3 of degrees. So that's only a tiny increase, but it's enough to create this like thermogenic effect in the body, and our metabolism speeds up slightly. So it's like magic, honestly. It's like you pre-period, so your metabolism's faster, you're more effective at burning fat. You don't need to do as much exercise. You don't need to do as much because your body is already kind of helping you out.
Yeah, right.
But then what happens is you're going to feel more hungry and estrogen's going to lower, so you're going to feel more cravings and your body's going to be more, sensitive to stress in that state, in that pre-period phase, whereas post-period estrogen does also help with, you know, dealing with stress, and that can, you know, into your pre-period phase mean you've got some unstable emotions. So all of those symptoms that we experience pre-period, instead of us pushing against our bodies and going, oh, I like yesterday when you were just finishing ovulating, you had this amazing energy surge, and then all of a sudden you're flat the next day and you've got this guilt on your shoulders, like, oh my god, yesterday I could do all these things, today I can't. That's because your body's just had a massive shift in hormones. And so I guess if we pre-period work more so on the slower, you know, rest, slower movement, rest in between, like in between your workouts, rest and warm up and cool down more effectively. Make sure you're having potential, like, you know, I like smaller meals more often in that pre-period phase. Make sure you've got those healthy treats. And if you have your favorite sweet thing, just upgrade that, you know, add something to it that's a bit healthy. So, you know, you're not pigging out on like a full block of chocolate. That's only going to cause more inflammation, more cravings, more hunger, a more inflamed period. Go, okay, I'm just going to have like one or two rows, but I'm going to back it up, you know, with some high protein yogurt and protein powder and some cacao powder and some fruit, and you can have both. You know what I mean? So we're kind of taking away that inflammatory response and allowing our body to fuel correctly. I also think leading up to that pre-period phase, start to rebuild those resources that you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make sure you're getting those iron-rich foods, you know, really high magnesium foods, which are great for balancing blood sugar. It's also great for, you know, headaches and things like that leading into your period. So less activity, refill your cup, and know that your metabolism is a little bit quicker, so you're actually going to be more effective at burning fat, so you don't actually have to do that intensity. And the more intense workout you're doing, the more the symptoms are going to be presented, because mm-hmm. you're going to put your body under that more extreme stress. Yeah, and then you head back into your period. So like, I guess women, like, we're like the moon, you know, we change week to week, and so our daily routine should change week to week, whereas men, they're like the sun. They peak in the morning, they fall in the evening, and that seems to be the model that we all work on. And yeah. then we put guilt on ourselves when we're exhausted or tired, or, you know, needing this block of chocolate to just get us through the day, or 100 coffees, because we haven't been able to manage the stress, we haven't been able to listen to our body correctly and work with our hormones instead of against them, and really enjoy the weeks. You know, like, as I said, I get really excited after my period because I'm like, it's go time, right? What can I get done? This is my phase where I'm, you know, doing events and I'm getting out there. Whereas pre-period, it's like lights out, you know, early nights. I'm trying not to book stressful work activities in. Instead, I'm, you know, refueling my cup, having a massage, taking a hot bath, those types of things.
Such good advice. Like, literally last month, like, I didn't have a great time with my period, and my husband was like, we just need to make sure that, you know, when you get your period, like, because I'm pretty regular now, like, so I know when it's coming, like, you need to just like make sure that you aren't doing so much, like, and I think we do like need to sit down and like plan our weeks out around our cycle. That just makes so much sense. Like, we would just achieve more, we would get more done, we would just be like such better humans if we really were in tune with our bodies like that. And it's so interesting how like we are trying to work like men are. Like we're so much more I can't think of the word complex than them in that way. So yeah, everything you said just then I think is like amazing. And you know, if you're listening, like how can you plan like your month out to your cycle, like to optimize, you know, what you're going through in a month and how you can rest when you need to. I think that's so important. Like I am in my pre-period phase right now. So a lot of what you just talked about is I'm just like, yes, 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 in my head. I'm just like, I need to just like chill out right now. I'm feeling extra stressed today.
That's it. And do you know what? Sometimes it's really hard, like especially if you're working corporately or you have little ones and you're like, look, mom's getting a period, just leave me alone. Like you can't do that. So what I say is you obviously you can't sometimes say to your boss, can't get that done because I'm not in my stress stage. But what we can do, we can make sure that when we do have these stressful days, we can counteract that stress by, you know, instead of, you know, like, I guess, doing a big, massive HIIT workout at the gym and then feeling more stressed, more exhausted, more cravings, more hunger, we're actually going to go, you know what, I might just do less of a workout and go have a bath, or I'm going to go and refill my cup. So I sort of say that pre-period phase we need to take a bit more. We as women give. We're such, you know, we're constantly giving our energy to everything that we have to do, whether it's, you know, looking after a household, being a wife, being a mother, a sister, a daughter, all of those things, a friend, and we don't often get that time to go, okay, what do I need? You know, if I was my best friend, how would I nurture myself right now? And I think in that pre-period phase, sometimes there's going to be stress that's completely uncontrollable. So how can we counteract that by saying, all right, I'm going to lose that expectation. The house doesn't have to be immaculate today, or dinner can be an Uber Eats night tonight, or I'm just going to go chill out in the bath, you know, pamper the kids to the husband and really have that time. And it is like I say to a couple of my clients, it's like, okay, you know, when you're in the, you know, a plane, like, you know, God forbid no plane crashes happen, but it's like oxygen mask on you first and then you help everybody else. And I think in that pre-period phase, we can't handle the load like we can post period. So let's put the oxygen mask on first, find some activities that refills your cup, because you're only going to be a better mum, you know, as I said, daughter, wife. You're going to be able to handle the household things, your work, whatever else you have on your plate, so much better. And then that's going to allow your period, like when estrogen thickens the uterine lining. So when after you finish bleeding, your body goes straight back into building that lining, and then progesterone thins it. So we want progesterone to shine, and we don't want her to, you know, we want to be ovulating, and that's when we produce more like that progesterone. So if that ovulation is not happening because our body's in this stressed out state and our body's like, oh, it's not safe enough to have a baby right now, we won't see that progesterone come through, and then we will have a heavier period. It is because we wouldn't have produced that hormone that thins the lining. So it is important for us all month long to look after ourselves and not only freak out the week before our period and go, oh God, how can I make this better? Like, you know, I had to, you had to be making this better from the beginning of your last period. And I say to clients, utilize your period and really look back at the month you had and use your period as a report card as to, okay, how can I manage my stress better? How can I adapt my weeks so they work more in sync with my body?
So much, yes. My brain's just ticking over. So is that how we make our period our friend? Like I know for a lot of women, we see our period as such a negative thing, probably because we were not educated on it when we were younger, and it's kind of seen as this secret thing, a lot of shame around it. How do we welcome our bleed and like make best friends with it?
Yeah, and like I say this to my marketing lady the other day. I was like, I'm kind of that middle man here. Like, I'm not, or the middle woman. I'm not like, you know, we've got to be doing crazy, like, you know, dancing in front of the moon. I mean, like, if you love that, do that. I do not like, you know, I love the full moon rituals and things like that. But then I'm also not like, you know, in the medical field where it's like pill and, you know, all the contraception to help with it. I'm just basically trying to help women understand their bodies in a really easy, simple way. And as myself, as a female going through a lot of thyroid and hormonal issues, I couldn't bear not to share this information, like when I started to learn about it. And I feel like, yeah, I don't have perfect months every month. You know, there are sometimes stresses that come in, and I have to really work on counteracting that. But when you start to put these things in place, honestly, like, I get my period, there's like a tiny bit of bloat for the first like couple of hours. Like, I can't even say it's a full day of bloating. And then it just, you know, the bleed just is easy to manage. I'm not exhausted, run down. I feel like, honestly, like, I've been really looking into this and doing this now for nearly 5 years since my daughter was born. So it's been a long journey for me to get to this point. But it was those small, sorry, those tiny little bricks that I would stack every single day that you may not think are a big thing, but they really were. They were really helping my body in such a big way that had this big ripple effect. So don't underestimate, you know, like, don't put that expectation on yourself, or underestimate the tiny tweaks that you make during the month, because before you know it, you might have had, you know, 12 months, 12 cycles, and actually you finally experienced a period that comes and goes, and you're like, oh, whoa, like, that was actually okay. I can handle that. I wasn't this, you know, this, I don't even know what the word would be.
Rage,
like, you
queen.
Know, right, yeah, like, like, really unstable emotions, like, just, you know, in this state of
zombie,
stress and panic. Like,
yeah,
brain fog. And you do become really empowered and in charge of it. So, you know, just really start small. Start with tracking your symptoms, actually identifying where you are in your cycle, and listen to your body. Like, my body, I know the signals. Like, it's almost like I don't even need to know what day I'm at. I just know by the way my body is and the way my body feels. And I guess that's come from years of, you know, practicing and listening. But it was those tiny things that I did. And the biggest thing I did was I always looked back at my period and was like, okay, how could I make this period better? And what am I doing or not doing that's causing me to stay on this path? And I guess that's, you know, that's the big thing, is right now you're on this path, you need to get onto that one. So what are those tiny little steps you need to take and build up to kind of move you to a direction where you can sync your cycle, you can sync your period, you can have that easy period, and you don't have to be dreading it or, you know, warning the people around you that your period is coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. So my last question for you, what's one thing, because I know if someone's listening to this and this is like all new information, it could probably possibly be very overwhelming. So what's just one thing that we can implement today to improve our well-being?
Yeah, and it can be, as you said, overwhelming. I speak to a lot of women that are like, I don't even know what you said. Like, I don't even know. I don't even understand what you said, but this is happening to me. Help me.
So I guess the thing is I think like almost what I just said before, like don't underestimate the power of small steps. And I think when we can fuel our body with whole foods, balance our plate, don't do anything crazy, just focus in on the most natural foods you can eat out of packets, you know, nice and clean. Enjoy your favorite sweet treats. You know, don't have that restrictive mindset where it's like, you know, all or nothing, but then when it's nothing, it's binge. You know what I mean? Yeah. Have a mindset that's open. Every day is a fresh day. And although if yesterday was a, you know, crazy, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on here, but like crazy shit show, then tomorrow it's a new day, fresh start. Like, let's just celebrate that new day. And I guess with your workout, you know, listen to your body. If you are exhausted, you're probably stressing. You've probably got, you know, you've probably got a high cortisol, and all of that, adding a more intense exercise or adding something to your plate that's going to make those that worse is only going to cause more imbalance with your cycles. So, you know, listen in and go, you know what, actually I'm exhausted today. There must be a reason behind it, whether it's, you know, the kids are up all night, whether it's, you know, I don't know, it could, a number of reasons, mainly kids being up at night.
Yeah.
you know, just go, okay, I'm here at the gym, I'm going to do my workout, but I'm just going to go slow. I'm just going to really focus on what's my core doing today? How's my breathing during my workout? Or going for a walk and just getting out in nature and just, you know, or just doing, going for a bath or a nap. You know, sometimes a nap can be just as beneficial as the workout. So, you know, like I think remove the expectation, fuel your body correctly. And I think if we're wanting to see results, let's do it in a nurturing way rather than a punishment way, which I think, you know, we seem to see that a lot in the fitness industry. It seems to be a very punishment fueled way. Like I literally just saw like a reel this morning, and it was like this guy saying, you don't need to earn your food, you just need to eat. And it was like, it was, you know, like it was so true. It was like, whether you've done a workout or not, your body still needs really good quality fuel to look after itself, and especially as women. So yeah, I feel like it can be a lot of information, but you know what, reach out to me if you have any questions. I'm always there answering messages. But I think, you know what, just start slow, track your symptoms, and start to honor and respect your body.
Beautiful. I think that's so beautiful. Just like love yourself, you know.
You deserve it.
Like, because, you know, especially moms, like we do work so hard, and we deserve to look after ourselves. And like you said before, if we look after ourselves, we'll just be able to take much better care of everyone else. And it's like a ripple effect. But yeah, I'm so grateful to have you on today. Thank you so much for joining me. Yeah, your knowledge and wisdom is amazing, and I know the listeners are going to love it, and that they're going to resonate with it, because I know I'm over here going, that's me, I need to do that. Like, no, I'm not the only one. So I would love for you to share where everyone can find you and connect with you.
Yeah, so over on Facebook, and I'm trying to change this, but I don't know how to do it. I'm not a tech person. I'm Jade Emily on Facebook. And then we obviously have Beautiful Body Society on Facebook. On Instagram, I'm Jade_Lorray. And then, of course, on Instagram, same Beautiful Body Society. And then our website is just www.beautifulbodysociety.com.au. Soon, I'm hoping by the end of this month, we have an app at the moment, but the app's been completely transformed. It's going to be the new program, and the app's going to be called Get Synced. And it's going to be symptom tracking on there, understanding your symptoms. So you're not just mindlessly going headache this month, like heavy bleed, like, or forgetting. It's actually going to be really helping you go, okay, well, I had a headache this month, so use that as your report card. How can I get rid of my headache for next month, or even, you know, the month after, or work on those habits? So it has the exercise component, you know, how to train for your cycle, workouts, there's recipes, and a lot of cycle resources. So you're kind of not going at this blind, you know, you've got the app to kind of help you and coach you along. And of course, I also offer one-on-one coaching and nutrition consulting. So if there is, we run over a 12-week program. So we really, you know, we have three periods in that, in, well, roughly three periods, depending on what your cycle's doing in those 12 weeks. So we really focus in on, okay, what's happening with your body. And we look at all of the aspects of your life. So your health is so, you know, it is so determined on like how we're coping with our work, with our home life. You know, health can really shine through so many different areas. And I guess the coaching component really empowers you. And it's not like a, here's this plan, go do it by yourself. It's a holding your hand, helping you better understand your body in a really in-depth way, and empowering you to really take control of your cycle and your hormones. And of course, you can do this while you're on the pill. If you're not bleeding, you still have ovaries, you're still producing hormones. So you can establish a cycle, and you can still use this methodology. So yeah, absolutely. If any of your listeners have questions, please reach out to me, because yeah, I'm always there to help out.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited for this app. I think that's epic. Like, no one's doing that. That's going to be so good.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
And I am just like so not like a look, my Canva skills are ridiculous. Like, they are really bad. So I am better off like talking about things, like, you know, my spelling, everything is just all over the place. So honestly, I've had a lot of help to pull it all together and make sure there's no, well, there's probably going to be 100 of mistakes. But anyway, like, I am just good at getting in front of the video and just telling all those ladies about this. Yeah. So, yeah, it definitely hasn't been helping my period, but I've been counteracting the stress. So, yeah. I mean, we'll be excited for it to come out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and, yeah, so we can also, I you know, if the listeners are there, you know, they can have a special offer and, like, on the app when it launches, so I can let you know. But also, awesome. If they want to do our 12-week program, we could also do $200 off of the program. So if you have anyone that's listening, and that can be in the future as well, just make sure that they reach out and say they listen to the podcast, and yeah, awesome. We can honor that.
That's amazing. Oh, I love what you're doing, Jade. I love that you're serving women. Oh, because we need it. thank you so much for joining me today.
No, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, and I'm so honored to be on the podcast. So thank you.
Guys, what an epic conversation. Oh, I'm so glad Jade came on the show. I just think it's so important to make our period our friend. Like, when I was a teenager, it was just such a negative, shameful thing, and I just wanted to wish it away. And, you know, I did that with taking the pill. There was many times where I would just take the pill and skip even having a bleed, just because it was just such this negative thing. And it really doesn't have to be like that. And I'm so glad there's women like Jade out there educating people on how we can work with our cycle to better our lives, because we are different to men, and it's important to acknowledge that and to acknowledge our beautiful, beautiful bodies that have so much wisdom. So if you resonated with this episode, please leave me a 5-star review. I'll put all the links in the show notes so you can go find Jade if you also resonated with her. Thank you so much for being here and listening. I am so grateful for my listeners. You're so dedicated. So thank you for being here. Until next time, this Tired Mummy is signing out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.